I was pleased with the performance. Obviously, the result's not good enough for us. We've had two back-to-back home defeats, and any manager will tell you that hurts. I felt that some of our football today against one of the, you know, the strongest sides in our league was very encouraging. I felt that we tried to get it down and play, because that's the only way you're going to beat a side like Kettering. The one thing you have to do, which we've done up at their place, was stop them scoring from throws and free kicks. We never done that well enough in the first half. To give them a two-goal lead is a big ask. I look at the amount of saves their goalie had, both late in the first half and all through the second half, and I think we should have done better with that finishing. There's no doubt about that. I feel that, again, we come back to the same old problem where if Kebwell and Main don't score, where are the goals coming? Even, you know, you can look at our stats and say, well, we've scored quite a lot of goals, but we've had three games in there where we've scored fours and fives, and they include goals by Main and Kebwell. So we have to get an input from not just the midfield players. I'm not going to castigate just the midfield players. It's about the left back, the right back, the centre halves. You go up for every single set piece, them getting their head on something. It's about the full backs who I give licence to roam in the opposition half and in the final third and get forward at every available opportunity. We play risk football here. If you look at how Kettering set up, they play no risk football. So they keep everybody back, everybody sitting in, and they'll look to out-muscle you and outplay you in the final third. And they have good players playing for them as well, Kettering. That's their style. So if they don't get loads of goals from their centre halves and full backs, then they're probably not that bothered. But when I'm allowing mine to get forward at every available opportunity, when I'm telling mine to get in the final third and create and score goals themselves, and they're not doing it. And there's too much responsibility lies on the shoulders of Main and Kebwell, and it's time that the rest of my players, and that includes every single outfield player, take some responsibility and get themselves on the score sheet.
For the defeats, I believe, this season, three of them have come here. That's obviously last season where home and Wimbledon so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the sides are better, there's no doubt about it. If you look at the teams we've played this year, that's Kettering, who I believe, are they second today? You know, we've played Kettering, we've played Cambridge, we've played Luton, we've played Oxford, we lost to Kidderminster on the day, were better than us. So we've played some really good sides here. I don't see we've got any kind of problem about playing here. I thought we played our football today. Had our finishing been low around the ankles of their big goalie, I think we'd have scored three or four goals today. But, you know, he's a giant of a boy, and we stick the ball in areas where we can save up there. He's going to save them. And, so we've got to go and work on nothing else. We're not going to change anything else. I think we're nearly a very good side, and I'm just going to make sure that my players know the responsibility of chipping in with goals, because without them, we're not going to achieve what we want to.
The big talking point this week, of course, was the departure of Chris Hussey. Fantastic move for him.
Yeah, if ever there was a game made for him, that was it, wasn't it? You know, they were wide open down the wings to get at their fullbacks, and we missed that a bit. I thought even when we went to Sam second half, and we created a lot more there. So we'll get back. We missed Eric Duncan today, who would have naturally fitted in there, and we'll have to look at that to see if that works for us. The actual transfer, as far as Chris Hussey is concerned, or the loan, it's not actually a transfer, it's a loan, was an opportunity too good for the boy to miss, really. From a club point of view, I never want to sell my best players. We'd rather hold on to them. We'd rather keep them and go through the leagues together, but there will be certain times where we have to admit if a championship club comes in for one of our young boys, it's difficult to say no.
Yeah. Are you going to be banging on Eric's door asking for any of the Chris Hussey transfer fees?
No, not at the moment. What we'll be saying is we said to the players all along, this is a squad thing. If somebody goes, which like Chris Hussey's gone, that's an opportunity for Derek Duncan. And I hope he takes it. I really hope Duncan's grasping the opportunity, and if he does, then fine, we won't need nothing. I still think we need another forward to run, and we're on the lookout for that prior to prior or possibly during the transfer window.
In terms of Kettering, we've had all the big boys down here, far perhaps Stevenage so far. Where do you see them in terms of the title challenge to Watson?
Well, I think they're a massive title challenge. I think if they keep holding their manager, and that will be difficult, then I think I wouldn't mind putting a bobber to them, because I don't mean it in a derogatory way when I say they play no risk football. They don't take any chances. They don't play the ball about at the back. They don't play the ball about in midfield, apart from seconds and knockdowns in the final third. And they've got big, strong players. They're a massive danger in the box. No matter how well you defend, they get the seconds, and they play a very effective style of football. It's like when people used to moan about the old Wimbledon. You know, don't moan about it, beat them. And if you can't do, then admire what they do. And I thought they played well today.
Brilliant. And lucky, sir.
Cheers.